All right, if you want to get your Bibles out, we'll get straight into the talk. So the topic today is opportunities in the Lord, being open to them and accepting them when they come. They come throughout a walk until from day one to, you know, the end day. And there's a lot of different opportunities that come up in the fellowship. There's witnessing. I guess just in the fellowship when you're just out about, maybe at work, a witnessing opportunity comes up, or if you're younger in school or uni, you never know, maybe when you're just in the street, just randomly walking, you might just see something pop up. It's just, that's an opportunity right there. There's also ministry in the fellowship, so what I'm doing up here, I guess that's ministry. I took the opportunity to be up here. The Sunday school, so if you, you know, get asked or see opportunity to help and be a teacher or just be an assistant, that's an opportunity right there as well. And just all fellowship events, getting down to camp, going to concerts or 21st or Youngies events, the meetings every week, that's an opportunity to get there. And there's so many opportunities in our walks that come up, and we'll have these things come up all the time, and sometimes we say yes, sometimes we do it, sometimes we say no for all different reasons. And I wanted to bring out some Bible stories that I've seen opportunities come up for people. So if you want to go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 10, please. It's the story of Moses that really stood out to me about a huge opportunity for him. So Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. All there. It says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." So God's giving the opportunity to Moses to represent him and to do something for the Lord. And it sort of seems Moses is a bit hesitant at first, saying, oh, like, who am I to do this? But at the end of the day, he says yes, and he does take up this opportunity to do what the Lord has told him to. And yes, it can be very intimidating, what the Lord has asked of him. But so Moses did need a lot of faith to just say yes, because he does have history with Pharaoh and a lot had happened. But the Lord is saying, if you do this for me, he'll pretty much just guide the way. You don't have to worry about a thing because I'll be there every step of the way. And he'll bless him through it and guide the way. And Moses was given opportunity and he took it. He just said yes, but because it was for the Lord. Another story is the story of Noah. So if you want to turn to, actually don't turn there. I will just read it quickly. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 14. I'll just read the first bit. "Make thee an ark of gopher wood." I'm just going to read that bit. He's asking him to build this huge boat. And I guess Noah hasn't had any experience building a boat. He's just, yep, can you build it for me? And, he was asked because this huge flood was coming. So that's a lot of pressure. You've got to build this boat. The Lord has asked you, and this is a huge flood. You've got to get it done. And I'm always thinking about, or not thinking, when we've seen that movie, Evan Almighty, it sort of gives, who's seen Evan Almighty? A few of us. It's about Steve Carell building the ark, and he is Noah, and just seeing the process of it. And even though it's not the real thing, it still gives you an idea of how big this thing was, and you know, he had a certain amount of time until the flood came. So that was the Lord giving Noah an opportunity to serve him, to do something because he asked it of him. And it's the same for us. We might get asked to do some huge job, some little job. It doesn't matter. It's still an opportunity from the Lord that he's asked us. And we might be a little hesitant at first. We might be intimidated by something that's come up. But that's just normal. That's just the human, the flesh side of us. Like, we can't help it. It's just how we're made. But it's all about taking that sort of that leap of faith, that trust fall when you fall back and just let the Lord catch you, pretty much. But we have to remember it's just for the Lord. It's not for our own personal gain. It's not to impress someone else. It's for the Lord, to make the Lord happy, because he is asking for us to do this. And he's done so much for us. Why wouldn't we want to give back and take up the opportunity to help the fellowship to see it grow? And I think personally, there's always a sort of, when you get asked to do it, you're always scared to mess up or fail. And I guess that's not just in the fellowship, but that's in the world. You get asked to do something, you're like, I'm not really sure. I don't want to fail and be embarrassed and be scared to do it and do the wrong thing. And I guess that is us in the Lord. We might be scared of saying the wrong thing when we're witnessing, but we just have to remember the Lord's put this in our life, this opportunity in our life to, we just got to take advantage of it. And the Lord's going to be bringing the words out. We don't have to worry about it. You're not going to say the wrong thing. Just you being there and just, you know, standing up for the Lord, being a good testimony. That's all we need to do. And the Lord's going to do the rest. If you want to turn to John chapter 15, please. Verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. It says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." So it just says that he's chosen us, and it was for a reason. He chose every single one of us in this hall for a reason. Everyone in the fellowship for a reason. God knew since the beginning of time when he created everything, he knew every single one of us. He knew what we were going to do in the fellowship, how we were going to help, and what opportunities he was going to give us. And he knew that given these opportunities, he's going to see us prosper. He's going to see us grow, go through ups and downs, but at the end of the day, be there at the end when he returns. And because he wants to see this church continue. He wants to see the fellowship continue, to get better, to get larger. We want to try and bring as many people into this family so more opportunities can come to them, and then just carries on from there. And if you want to go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, like I said before, we can be scared. We might think we're not good enough. We might think it's too much. We might think we just don't have enough to give. But in this one, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." So we just need to put the Lord first, and then he will do the rest. If you're scared or worry about something, just have some prayer. Maybe read a scripture or two. Just seek the Lord first, and he's going to give us that strength, that confidence. Before I was sitting down, a bit nervous to give a talk. It had been a while, but we had the prayer session before, and by putting the Lord first, I was a bit more confident to come up here. And that's for all of us. You know, we might be scared to do something, but we have the strength, and it's just about believing it, building ourselves up wherever we can. Because at the end of the day, yes, we may be better at some things, we might not be so good at other things, but we shouldn't be scared to try new things out. You never know, you might be really good at something in the fellowship that you never knew, but at the end of the day, it's just say yes, if we can. Just say yes, because both Moses and went through this the same as us. One had to stand up to Pharaoh and lead a people. One had to build a big boat because a flood was coming. And they're pretty big jobs when you think about it. And we'll be offered a big job in the future, whether it's now or we might have been already offered big jobs or little ones, but it doesn't matter. It's just for the Lord. It doesn't matter if it's doing Sunday school or doing a talk. They're both the same thing. They're both for the Lord. But also, like, we don't know how long we have to be here. We don't know how long we have on this earth. So, you know, what have we got to lose? Just say yes and just snatch up the opportunities we see, because you know, we want to have fun. We want to be rejoicing. We want to be praising the Lord and making the most of it while we're here, because we don't know when the Lord's going to return. We don't know when we might, you know, pass away. So we need to not have any regrets. We want to just be like, yeah, like we're happy. We're taking up all the opportunities we see. But in saying all this, there may be times when you just have, like, you might have to say no, you know, because you might be going through some mental illnesses or you might have this trial going on. So the Lord's just also telling us to take the opportunity to look after yourself, because he wants us to be built up. He doesn't want us to be down here and like maybe leading something, or, you know, we need to be built up first. We need to be looking after ourselves before we're out there for everyone else. And the Lord knows where our heart and mind is at. He's not going to condemn us for saying no. He knows where, why we're here. He knows what we're going through, because the Lord puts things in our lives. So it's in saying just say yes, there's times where we do have to just step back and say no to look after ourselves. And like I said, the Lord knows why, and he knows where our heart and mind is at. And if we're all for the Lord, if we know we're wanting to do things, but we just can't right now, that's okay. So just to finish up, so yeah, if you see, I guess at camp, if you see an opportunity to just talk to someone or witness to someone out on the street, or just to, you know, get to the prayer meeting a little earlier, just any opportunity that comes up, just to snatch it up, just to take it, because what have you got to lose? We don't know when the Lord's going to return, and by doing that, we're going to grow, we're going to become better as a fellowship. We're going to bring more people into this family, because we want others to have the opportunity we have been given, and so they can grow as well. And I'd just like to leave it there. Amen.